Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
WhatsApp's data privacy. I know that Facebook is now being hauled back before Parliament. It's like whiplash. You can't keep up with all of this. Well, somebody who can, hopefully, is Achmo Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksman's Attorney. As a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Well, and you?
Excellent. Thank you. So, as I mentioned, I think we could get whiplash with this whole WhatsApp story. I don't know where I am. I feel like I just want to hold up the white flag, say, I accept whatever it is that you demand, and can we just move on from this?
You know, in a certain extent, I hear where you're coming from, because this is the second take, isn't it, at this whole process from a WhatsApp perspective. Now, what I do find interesting this time around is that not only do they present their updated privacy policy, almost like a take two where we find ourselves at the moment,
right,
with this matter, but what I do find interesting is that they, if the people go on to consider, you know, they now have to accept these conditions. And if they go on, they'll note that WhatsApp starts off by almost a little summary. And, you know, in Reblayton, they should have done this right from the start to try and position it more properly,
right,
for people to understand what they're doing, why they're updating it, stating the reasons for that clearly. And starting off by yet again reminding us that, you know, your calls, your messages are encrypted end to end. WhatsApp do not have access to our messages on WhatsApp. They do not have access to our calls on WhatsApp. But they do have access to our contacts on WhatsApp. Now, the question might be, you know, why is it that they actually, in a sense, people might feel they're forced to accept it. Now, it's the same with the vaccine, Howard. You're not forced to accept the vaccine. No one is going to force us to be vaccinated, even though I wish I can just receive the vaccine.
Absolutely.
The same with WhatsApp. They're not forcing me to accept their conditions. They're just saying we're running a business. For that business to run, we need certain information of you, and we need certain processes, and this is the business model. So you can choose and you can elect not to accept our updated terms and conditions and privacy policy. Just know in that case, you won't be able to make use of the service. Now, this is interesting, because usually if you look at a privacy policy in terms and conditions from a data privacy perspective, one would expect that there are layers to this. So, you know, there are certain information that you can withhold and not provide to us, in which instance you won't have access to a certain level of service. Or you can provide all your information and then you'll be able to access all our services and our information and the processes and that what we offer. This is not the way WhatsApp is going. It's a, you know, take it or leave it approach, which is the way they elected to go about the process.
Yeah, it was almost, there was an arrogance about it, wasn't there? That, and an overconfidence to say, we don't really need to spend our time giving you the information. Just sign here so that you can carry on using WhatsApp. And the pushback, it would seem, almost caught them by surprise.
Yeah, indeed. The only, you know, if I say about, you know, take it or leave it approach, in a sense, if I try and be sympathetic to the issue from a WhatsApp perspective, we need to begin to just recognize that what they're talking about relates to business customers on their platform. So this is not everyday, you know, you and I talking to one another, creating a family group, creating a friend group, or anything like that. We're not talking about that. This is for the business service that they offer on the WhatsApp platform, that the new rules are kicking in.
That's so interesting, because I had no idea, and I've been following the story.
Yeah,
so I had no idea.
Yeah, I would assume as a WhatsApp subscriber, I just then need to be aware that I shouldn't conduct any business interaction or business transactions via WhatsApp. Because this is a the thing about WhatsApp, it does offer a very affordable business platform for especially small businesses and SMEs to conduct their business over. We, however, as data subjects or then as consumers, need to realize we better read these terms and conditions and privacy policy carefully, because that will impact on how our contact in our contact list will be affected. The other interesting thing that I find in the privacy policy of WhatsApp, you know, and it's not in this little very nice summary that they ask us, do you find it helpful, which I do think it's helpful. I think it's actually quite quite well drafted. If we look at, what did I want to say now? I complimented WhatsApp and I forgot what I wanted to
say. That's what happens when you go down that dangerous road.
Sorry, Howard, I can't recall exactly. We were talking about the fact that I'm engaging, using it as a business platform.
Yes, as a business platform, and we're not necessarily aware. I certainly wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, and in the analysis of the privacy policy, if one considers that in more detail, then you get this detail that, you know, how it applies to business accounts. Mm. But what I wanted to say, the interesting thing is, they keep on saying they collect personal information also of contacts that is shared with them. But they make the statement that it's also always the responsibility of the person that shares the information that to ensure that he's got a lawful basis to do that. Now, from a South African perspective, if we look at it from the protection of personal information point of view, there is a burden of proof that is provided for in terms of the legislation. If you want to say, but, you know, I've got consent or to prove a lawful basis for the processing and this handing over of the information or me having the information, personal information, and using it. And I might say, I read it and I sat and I thought, but how on earth will they meet that burden of proof? Or if they look at a data subject, to say that they are actually now pushing down that obligation onto a normal, everyday WhatsApp user. And, you know, can we actually expect an everyday user of WhatsApp to know how to get the lawful basis in place or to get the consent? So are they telling me and you, Howard, that we should be contacting everyone in our address book to say, listen, I'm on WhatsApp, and
your
information might be shared with...
Absolutely ridiculous.
It doesn't work like that, does it?
No.
I just don't think that is a realistic expectation.
100%. Absolutely not. So where does it go from here?
Well, where it goes from here is that if we are at the point now where we need to decide whether we accept it or not, we are at a point where we need to realize if I got business activities, my contact list will be shared.
Right.
Which for me as a non-Facebook user annoys me to think that anyone that has captured my personal information, that information can now be shared with Facebook, which, by the way, I never wanted to happen. So. Mm. At that point, everyone needs to look at it from that perspective, and then decide: do you want WhatsApp make use of the social network platform or not? If you're not going to make use of it, they are most probably going to, what they now indicate, is throttle your messages. So you're going to get a slower and slower WhatsApp service
until eventually
remember our information regulator. They are currently engaging with WhatsApp as well. If people are thinking, but what's the difference between us and the EU? You know, the EU came out very strong. They immediately implemented new rules for WhatsApp, and therefore WhatsApp has got this different policy in the EU. The reason for that is the fact that WhatsApp has got a dual listing and registration. They are registered in Ireland. So they are 100% subject to the GDPR. And in order to comply with the GDPR, they need in the European Union a specific policy. And therefore, they did away with this, we'll share your information with Facebook. So what does that tell us? It tells us that can easily be done. And now it is up to each and every other country's regulator to decide, but how are they going to deal with it? And our information regulator, we are well aware of the fact, they are currently engaging with WhatsApp. So I do not think this is the last chapter in this drawn-out novel that we're reading about the WhatsApp privacy policy, Howard.
Absolutely.
The information regulator currently formulating and putting processes in place to formulate the official approach to the process. And that is my interpretation based on support and an RFP that came out from the information regulator for assistance. So we do know they're focusing on it. I think we just need to wait a bit for the outcome.
Absolutely. Achmor Burgersmith, Director in Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksman's Attorney. We do need to leave it there. What's interesting to me is this is something far greater, in my view, than WhatsApp and their data privacy. It really says a lot about how we're going to start approaching our own data and data privacy across social media. But it is.